Athlone Underground, this time on Culture File. Apocalypse Anxieties is the title of a new exhibition coming to the Lewin Gallery in the city, curated by Dublin activist artist Kerry Guinan. We last heard from Guinan on Culture File with her project The Red Thread, which live-linked garment workers in India with sewing machines in Dublin One. Apocalypse Anxieties is inspired by Guinan's fascination with a little-visited part of Athlone, a one-time nuclear hideaway hidden under costume barracks in the city. A patrol of Guinan's artist collaborators were recently led underground to the bunker by Captain Billy Henshaw, after which Culturefile spoke to Kerry Guinan about her and everyone else's apocalypse anxieties.
So back in the 60s with the Cold War, the government required something similar to a nuclear bunker or a nuclear protection bunker, and it was formally termed the Integrated National Control Centre. So not strictly a nuclear bunker by any stretch of the imagination, because essentially, even though it's referred to as a bunker, it's really just the basement level of this accommodation block. And you see that as we go in.
So I heard about the bunker many years ago. I can't remember how I came across this originally, but it immediately inspired me that I wanted to curate a program, a visual arts program around the idea of the bunker. My name is Kerry Guinan. I'm an artist and guest curator of Apocalypse Anxieties at the Lewin Gallery, Athlone. And I was always wondering how I'd get access to it, since it's underneath an active military barracks, costume barracks in Athlone. And last year, the curator of the Lewin Gallery reached out to me and invited me to take part in their program. And I was like, oh, luckily enough, I've got this whole Athlone-based project lined up and ready to go. So she very graciously allowed me to take over the gallery and guest curate a program in response to the bunker.
Yeah, you can come on in there. Yeah, in here.
Lovely, warm.
The Irish government thought that they might have to put a plan together in case nuclear war was to break out and affect Ireland, either through a direct attack on Dublin or Cork, or a direct attack on Northern Ireland or the UK, or just general kind of like wind bringing nuclear fallout from other parts of the continent. So they were looking to establish a space for that would essentially serve to be the operational base of a reduced version of Leinster House, should any of these situations come to be. And they were looking across the whole country for a suitable space. Some of their priorities were that it would ideally be a state-owned space, a good distance away from target areas such as Dublin, but also accessible to them. One of the most important things they had in mind was that the place should have really good access to communications infrastructure and not be too vulnerable in that area. They also thought being beside the Shannon would be a good idea. And all those conditions came together to identify the underground space of an accommodation block in Custine Barracks at Lone as the most suitable location.
Was there kind of public debate about it at the time, or what brought it about?
I believe the initial committee, it was set up after the Bay of Pigs, so there was just a bit of like general kind of hysteria around the possibility of nuclear war, you know, worldwide at the time. And the Irish government kind of caught some of the fever around it. It's interesting that I went to visit the National Archives and the Military Archives to recover files about the bunker. And it's interesting that in the 70s, almost kind of the plans disappeared because the government became more concerned about issues closer to home, notably the troubles breaking out in the north. So I suppose there's like a lot of kind of possible emergencies that the Irish government might have to deal with. Another emergency they were very concerned about in the 70s was the possibility of industrial action bringing the whole country to a standstill and how that would affect essential food supplies.
It is used for training courses from time to time, yeah. For night vision courses and that.
This bunker, quote unquote, is actually an existing basement in the barracks that they reinforced with concrete. And the idea was that it was never supposed to be the official permanent like solution to the problem of where Leinster House would operate from in the case of a nuclear war. They were looking to build a purpose-built space, but all these other competing emergencies and just like the course of history meant that they never actually accomplished their goal of having a purpose-built space. So in their mind, Custine Barracks was a provisional temporary solution that eventually, but you know, it did eventually become permanent because they found no other option. The plan was that a select population from Leinster House of about 100 to 200 people would be able to be accommodated in the bunker. People from the Department of Defence, Department of Finance, the Department of Antishuk, the military and Garda Síochána. And there would be a control room underneath the bunker where that this government would operate from. But also really interestingly, one of the main reasons they chose Custine Barracks in Athlone was its proximity to the largest radio transmitter in the country, which was owned by what's then was then known as Radio Athlone, now Radio Teleficha Éireann. So the plan was to, and this actually did happen, that they kitted it out to set up an RTE broadcasting studio in the bunker as well, so that they'd be able to keep communications going with the rest of the nation as the government was safely underground.
So presumably there was a radio presenter among the saved.
Yeah, you'd have to wonder who might have been selected for that, one of our many B-list celebrities in the country.
I'd say that it'd have to be Gabo, wouldn't it?
Oh, God forbid.
So there's various rooms off this. As you can see, there's like smaller rooms each way. And as I said, I can't tell you exactly what was in each room, but I know there was a map room and there was a television exchange, a telephone exchange. You might be...
I suppose the whole idea of a bunker is a kind of... it's a fact of somewhere to hide, but it's also kind of metaphorical for separating the sheep from the lambs, or the inside from the outside, us from them.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, like the government's plan for the bunker was for it to maintain the hierarchy, basically. You know, in the case of a nuclear war, we are still special and we're still in control of everybody else. So like, we must be protected, and we'll go down there and then we'll send out messages to you on top about how you can deal with this better, you know. I mean, any kind of plan that only saves a select few people is going to enforce divisions along lines of power and wealth. Yeah, I don't know, maybe we should start making our own plans as a collective body. Start thinking long term about it ourselves as a common people.
Kerry Guinan there, and the exhibition Apocalypse Anxieties, guest curated by Kerry Guinan, opens at the Lewin Gallery Athlone on the 27th of April, when there will also be a series of Apocalypse Anxieties live events